bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to
ride my bicycle. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson. I'm your host, Patricia Schwartz. This week, we have a special local guest on the show, researcher, planner, educator, accomplished cyclist, and general bike advocate, Joey Giuliano, here to talk to us a little bit about planning and transportation in Tucson.
So my name's Joey Giuliano, and I just wrapped up my doctorate work in geography and urban planning on how different kinds of cyclists, people who are commuting, out for recreation rides, or out for athletic training, how they kind of interact with the built environments, other riders, with other road users, to try to figure out where some problem areas are with infrastructure and what we can do to address those, do some targeted investments to make things a little bit safer.
What is it that you had hoped to find out for Tucson specifically, or what types of recommendations were you able to make?
So a lot of research focuses on more experienced cyclists or commuters, but we don't often look at people who are out doing recreation riding and out doing athletic riding, or people who, like, that's their only mode of transportation. So we're trying to kind of get a better picture of, like, really what's taking place, using a video or observation to go and see how people are using the infrastructure. You know, we designed it looking down from 30,000 foot overview, right? But we need to see, like, what people are actually doing on the ground when they're using it, when they're riding, to really make sure that what we're designing is meeting people's expectations. Methods that I used involved installing cameras on people's bikes. So there were these little bitty cameras, and I just had people go and ride as they normally would. And then I would go back and create a log of where these incidents took place and what they were, to go and then map out where the problem areas were. Okay, if six riders experienced 4 negative interactions with drivers at, say, Helen and Mountain, so they had difficulty taking a left turn and drivers almost hit them. Okay, well, 150 to 200 riders use this intersection. Perhaps there's that many riders experiencing similar things.
What are some of the most common issues for cyclists in Tucson? Do these issues tie into any of the Move Tucson upcoming projects or any of the infrastructure improvements we already have in motion?
If you ride in Tucson, it's not going to be super surprising to hear, but it's problems with motorists not yielding or drivers slow rolling through stop signs, very much experienced across all the different riders. Most research has shown that intersections tend to be the more dangerous location. The way that we can start looking at addressing these problems is seeing, like, what's being brought into building separate bike paths, low stress facilities, bike boulevards. A lot of the commuters had to deviate from those low stress facilities to reach their final destinations. And that's typically where they ended up having unpleasant interactions, we'll call them. The League of American Bicyclists ranking system, the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and then diamond is the highest level now. Currently, there's no diamond bike-friendly cities in the U.S., but there are 5 platinum cities. So we come across as a gold-level bike-friendly region. There's active efforts to try to be more bike-friendly, but the thing that continues to hold us back is the number of fatalities that we have for cyclists on an annual basis. We far outrank platinum peers. I think in 2019, it was 13 cyclists. Fatalities. Other cities, Portland and Boulder and those locations, it's like 2 or 3. And part of that problem is kind of nature of the land use development that we have in the Southwest. Lots of suburban sprawl with single land use. So that can make it really difficult to commute via bike. And then it makes it really hard for the city and the county to go and invest in the infrastructure that we need to make people comfortable to commute, because we have so much road to maintain and so much infrastructure to build.
I wanted to congratulate you on getting your PhD and on your dissertation, Pedaling the Old Pueblo. What's next for you?
I'll be continuing teaching at the U of A Sustainable Built Environments Program and Planning Program. Really looking forward to continuing working with students. My big goal is to continue to inspire kids to think outside the box when it comes to land use and transportation planning, and really envisioning what the future could look like if we put in place the right policies and the right investments to make our cities and regions more walkable and more bike friendly.
We're so glad to have you sticking around and working on this stuff. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, of course.